Tov. The story was told by the big tzaddik, Reb Naftali Rapchitzer, that at one time on Parshas Bo, he spontaneously burst out and started reciting Hallel. So, could you think for a second, why would a person say Hallel on Parshas Bo? Pesach! So the Kriya, when you're reading the Parsha and it's discussing the Inyanim of Yetzias Mitzrayim, so the tzaddik was so in tune, the Kriya is Ma'or Harzman. Kriya Ma'or Harzman means that when you're reading the Parshios of the Torah, that creates that reality. So therefore, he felt Yetzias Mitzrayim and he said, they bring from the Amshin over, the Shlita, the Pachad, that the people who say on his face when they would read the Makos, read about Sephardeh. So we read the Pesukim, okay, a few frogs, maybe crocodiles, according to some Rishonim, but it's a storyline. The Amshin of Rebbe Shlita has a pach because he's experiencing it. He feels the makos as they're being read. This you can see this with your own eyes. But the Rapchitzer said Hallel. So this week's parsha, we'll experience the Meretz Hashem. We'll experience the Kriyas Yamsuf when the Pesukim are laid and the Kriyas Hatorah happens, and we read these Pesukim. It's happening again. And the next week, Parshas Yisro, the Belzerov said that a person gets it's a Kabbalah Satorah. You're late, it's a Shavuos. Parshas Yisro, it's a Shavuos. You're being Mekabel the Torah. So I wanted to speak out for a little bit this morning about what that Inyan is, about the Kriya being Ma'or Hazman. So what's the idea by Shira? So the Nesiv HaShalom has a piece where he explains that the amazing level that the Klal Yisrael got to at Shiras Hayam, that even a Shifcha saw more at Kriyas Yamsuf than the Navi Yechezkel ben Buzi. Yechezkel saw the Merkava. He saw one of the most greatest revelations, as we're learning now in our Gemara Shir and Chagiga, learning that you can't talk about this openly. It's a select number of students you'll have to teach because it's such an esoteric, such an unbelievable revelation of godliness. And a shifcha, a low level, a shifcha, a maidservant, saw more at Yamsuf, Kriyas Yamsuf, this week's Parsha, than a big Navi Yechezkel saw, which we don't even know how Hasagas this means. So Agav, there's a vort from the Chaim Shmulevitz, Zatzal. He asked, okay, so if she saw all this, why is she still a shifcha? If she had this unbelievable revelation of godliness, so why is she still a maidservant? Why don't we have count her, everyone, as one of these? They're not Nevi'im. You hear the question? So he answered, because she didn't work on herself. She remained a shifcha. A person can have an unbelievable revelation of godliness, but if they're not willing to work on it. So we know that's the Inyan of Sfiras HaOmer. What happened to you? The Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim, a tremendous revelation, and Hashpah, the Chasam Sofer tells us that the Hashpah comes every year by the Pesach Seder, that we have the same koach of going out of Mitzrayim that happened in the original, but we have to work on it. So then we work, and we work, and we work. We have this unbelievable revelation, but it's like it's a gift. Then it comes, it's taken away, and you have to go step by step, 49 steps, to get back to Kabbalah Sator by Shavuos. So the Inyan of Shira comes. So he quotes this idea. I'll read you a few lines here. He says, Mavur de inyan hashira hu madrega niskava ma'od. The whole idea of shira is something that is so exalted. V'roi haya chizki elios mashiach. V'rak lo oimer shira al yeshua sashem mapal sancheirim. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin that Hashem did an amazing miracle for Yechezkel. I'm sorry, for Chizkiah. Sorry, I correct myself. For Chizkiah. And he didn't sing a shira as a result of this. That Hashem overnight killed out, I think, 188,000 soldiers. They all died overnight. And in the morning, he didn't sing a shira. Because of that, Chizkiah was taken away. He wasn't able to be the Melech HaMashiach. So just because you don't sing shira? Like that means I don't hum a good tune. I don't hum a good, like, you know, Karbach Nigan or something like that. So I didn't sing Shira. What's going on here? It says, no, Shira is obviously something that's very, very exalted. Ki inyan hashira hu gadol ha-hargosha she-hanhogas abore kulo tov. A person sings Shira when they realize everything Hashem is doing is good. The Sfas Emes says the word Shir is the same letters as Yashar. When a person realizes everything Hashem is doing in my life is Yashar. Everything Hashem is doing is by the definition, it's kulo tov, a person is able to sing. Lezos higil Yisrael b'kriyas yamsuf, that's the madrega that the Klal Yisrael got, the kriyas yamsuf. Shero az ki koma sha'over alehim, everything that happened in the Megalos Mitzrayim, the 210 years of being slaves, and the 86 years of being beaten. We can't even speak this way, but imagine if the events of World War II would have not been for 5 years, but then for 86 years. 86 years of torture, of murder, of killing, terrible, terrible suffering. Kriyas Yamsuf HaKol Haya Letov. And they realized afterwards that everything was really for the good. Vidarga Zu Hisiga Yisrael Ayide Shahayu Be'ez Kriyashma Kimalochim Be'ezpashtus Gashmias. Because they achieved a level where they separate themselves from physical things. Va'az Yashim Moshe B'nei Yisrael V'yom Leimor Shehem Shichu Ha'ora Zu Shal Shira L'Dori Doros. That this ability was brought down in the Zohar for all generations. The Zohar explains that means the Dori Doron means for every single, the whole door of a door. Every generation has the ability to connect to that. And it sounds like such a high level. But a person just pauses and thinks and meditates on that idea that everything Hashem is doing is for the good. Bechina Zu, this attribute, Shal Shira Yeshna B'Shabbos Kodesh. So throughout the beautiful Sefer Nesiva Shalom, he'll tell you an idea and majority of times he connects it to Shabbos. So here too as well. This idea about realizing that everything Hashem does in our lives is good, that applies on Shabbos Kodesh. As it says, V'yom HaShvi Mishabech L'Omer Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. So the day itself, Yom HaShvi Mishabech L'Omer, the day of Shabbos itself sings Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. Tov L'Hodos L'Hashem. Hainu, what does this mean? Shabbos Shabbos Kodesh Yish Gam Kein Es Ha'or Hazos Shal Shira. You don't have to wait till Shabbos Shira, to Parshas B'Shalach, to get to this. It happens every single week. Ki Shabbos Kodesh Yish Neshama Yisera. We have the additional Neshama. She'en Yonah Bechinas His Pashtus Agashmias. It means that you're able to separate yourself from physical things. Va'az Shevach V'Shira LaHashem Asher Shabbos Bora. We thank Hashem for creating it. Habir Bezedahini Hakadosh Baruch Hu Bara Es Kol Habriya Bechdei Lehetiv Leborav. The whole reason why Hashem created this world was to do good things for us, His creations. Achein Leeni Haguf Roim Shekol HaOlam Hu Olam Halav Yisurim. If you look at the physical eyes, you see there's so much suffering, sickness, poverty, hard times, heartbreak. A person looks at this world and sees it's not. I see Yisurim. I see people, good people, suffering in this world. How can this be a good world for us? The purpose that we should be able to have a connection to Hashem and have an onig. When we're imprisoned with a guf, with a body, you can't reach that. Harehu misyaseh b'yisuri ha'olam atlos. We unfortunately suffer. Ach, ha'emes, the truth is, says Nesiv Shalom, ki kol yisuri ha'guf ein behem mamish behem dover ha'cholef v'umas ha'atova ha'lyonish ha'kodesh baruch l'bora es ha'olam v'heiti v'ezbora. I'll give you an example. It means that it's a fleeting thing. Give a mashal of a person who has a flight. They have to get to Australia. Why? What's waiting for them in Australia? Because they won the lottery. They got an Australian lottery ticket. I don't know if there's such a thing. We'll make up it up. There is an Australian lottery, and the guy won. Big, big bucks. No whammies. Big bucks. This guy's got a lot of money waiting for him. He's got the $10 million waiting for him. There's only one problem. It's very hard to get a flight to Australia last minute. So he says to the airline, he says, look, I got to get there. Do whatever you can. He says, look, all I can do, don't tell anybody. I'm going to put you like in a little seat. It's not even a seat. It's like between like, you know, the stewardesses and serving the coffee. It's like, I'm just going to shove you back there. And like, yeah, it's between the bathroom and here, right? Yeah, he gives the guy $500. He gets the thing. They look the other way. The guy gets on the flight. So pause for a moment and you think, this guy is on a flight. And he's, every time he goes to the bathroom, he has to move. And it smells back there. And the stewards are pushing him. What a miserable flight for this guy. What a miserable, miserable flight for him. And he's besimcha the whole time. Because the flight's not the goal. The goal's waiting for him when he gets there. It's a mashal, but we understand that every Ezreal Tauber gave a similar type of this mashal. The idea is that this world, yeah, there's suffering in this world, but there's a way of transcending that, of understanding what the ultimate goal is that onig with Hashem. Sheyehudi yagil az tis aneg al Hashem, that's what comes on Shabbos, el shelezet tzarech his pashtus gashmius. In order to have a true onig, you have to be able to separate yourself from physical things. V'zeh b'chinas ha-Shabbos Kodesh. That's the attribute and the level we get to on Shabbos. V'karatu l'Shabbos oneg az tisanig al Hashem. Sha'ayde Shabbos Kodesh megin l'hatova ha-gedola b'yoser shel az tisanig al Hashem lehanos meziv shechinoso. By connecting to Shabbos, and the Zohar says that. It says Shabbos is the yom adin nishmoso. It's the day of a neshama. we eat a lot. Okay, we enjoy our chont and our kugel and all the gishmak foods, but that's not the essence of the day. The essence of Shabbos is neshama. Now he continues and says, "Vezehu." That's what it means. Mizmor shir liyom haShabbos. Simple question. Mizmor shir liyom haShabbos. Where in that kapitel Tehillim does we even talk about Shabbos? Doesn't mention Shabbos at all. Tzadik hatamar yifrach. Where's Shabbos? Sir Yaakov Kamenetsky has a beautiful insight. The Medrash tells us that Paro used to make it very difficult for us. So Moshe Rabbeinu came to Paro and said, look, even a king, you know, you want to get, you know, maximize your workers, you got to give them one day off. If you give them one day off, so then they'll work better for you than in those 6 with one day of rest they would if you worked 7 days straight. So Paro agreed, and he gave them off. Moshe arranged it, obviously, to have off Shabbos. So it says they would read Megillos. What were the Megillos they read? They would read on Shabbos to give themselves chizik. This kapitel of Tehillim. Why? What's the essence of it? Why on Shabbos is connected to this? The whole idea is about HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tov Lehodos LaHashem, the goodness of Hashem. It doesn't mention Shabbos. It mentions the essence of Shabbos. It mentions the idea about connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos Kodesh Yesh Es Madrega Shel Shira. We can sing again, connecting the idea about recognizing Shira's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, everything is for our good. Shehudi zoichibol this anigal Hashem lehanu ziv shchinoso mitoch his pashtus gashmius veliros es godel tov hanhaga habore shakula letov vehetiv leborov. Everything Hashem is doing is for our best. Madregazu nitan lehagia rak b'shabbos kodesh. A person can't get to this during the weekday. During the weekdays, we could talk about this. We can't experience it. Something has to be felt. Masha'enki b'shar yimos ha'shavua kishadam kosher leguf. We're so attached to our guf on the other 6 days. Sha'az kasher lehagia ledarga shel shira. That person just can't do that. But a person is able to on Shabbos to separate themselves from that, and that's really the essence of the whole thing. So it brings down. There's different parts of our neshama that come to us on Shabbos Kodesh, right? The Gemara in Beitza tells us you get a neshama yaseira, get an extra additional holiness. So the way it brings down in Sfarim that part of the neshama comes to us Friday night when we say Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, right? When we say that kapitel, then part of our neshama gets because it's recognizing the good. Where does the next part, the next, if we call it like the next highlight of Shabbos, when does the next section of our neshama come to us on Shabbos Kodesh? I don't know. It's in the morning. I'll give you a hint. It's in the morning. In the morning, we get another part. Friday night is by Tov Lahodos. Take a guess? Good guess. Based on what we're saying, it'll make a lot of sense, right? It says by Nishmas. By Nishmas Kol Chai. Now, in Halacha, we know that God forbid a person should ever come late to Shul. If a person does accidentally come late to Shul, there's a certain minimum that has to be said for Pesukei Dezimra. So the basic, you slice it, you cut away all things. You have to say Baruch Sha'amar, you have to say Ashrei, and you have to say Yishtabach. That's it. Because Baruch Sha'amar is the bracha beforehand, Yishtabach is the bracha afterwards. You have to have something the bracha goes on, so you say Ashrei. That's the minimum. But in Shabbos, in Yom Tov, it's different. You have to start from Nishmas. Nishmas is a part of it. You must recite that. That's all. People may not know that halacha, but you have to say that. So Nishmas is essential to that. So he wants to explain what's the idea behind Nishmas. I'm going to skip a little bit. He says, Nishmas also, at first glance, doesn't have any shaychus to Shabbos, right? What's the connection? Ella shekol tefilas Nishmas hi itzumo shel Shabbos. It's the etzem, it's the essence of the day. Nishmas kol chai tevarech eshimcha, Hashem alkeinu, v'ruach kol boso tifaris romeim zichucha malkeinu tomid ha-neshama v'haruach. These parts of our neshama, gam ilu finu malei shira kayom, if our whole mouths were filled like the waters, the oceans, ein anachnu maspikim lehodos, we never have enough ability to give hodah, to say thank you Hashem, ki kol pelecha yoda, every mouth should thank you, al kol ad kol atzmoisai, all my bones tomorrow Hashem mi chamocha ubarchi nafshi es Hashem, my nefesh, my innermost essence of who I am should thank you. Kol tochin tefilas nishmas, the whole essence of this tefila, husha nefesh ruach neshama margishim shekol hanhaga sabore hu tachlis hatov, that it's the epitome of goodness. It couldn't get any better, and if it could be better, it would be better. Umitoch kach omrim heim shira lefonov yizborach. Shem Shabbos Shabbos Shalel Shabbos Kodesh B'Mizmor Shili Yom Shabbos. And just like by Kabbalah Shabbos at nighttime is that Kach Kabbalah HaShabbos Shal Yom HaShabbos Kodesh B'Tfilas Nishmas. That's when we get a higher level, more touch, more in tune with our neshama. Shezehu inyan haShabbos asher bo Yehudi b'hispashtus hagashmius. Again, separating ourselves from the physical things. Bechina neshama yaseira. Who dovek b'Hashem yizborach bechina neshama v'ruach. Shemitoch kach hu mesugal loymar shira. Then you can say shira. Then you can really feel it. There's certain things you could talk about. You can even drushes about certain things. There's other things that just, it's impossible. You can't give it over. You just have to experience it yourself. And that's the bechinas of Malachim, ha'omrim shira, ma'she'enkin ha'guf, she'margish rakes, kavov, pain, einim asugol lekach, she'agil madrega shira. So what's our focus? Is our focus on guf? Is our focus on neshama? Shira is about the neshama. It's about elevating our hasagas and understanding and appreciating what Hashem does. So just to end off, why this is Shabbos shira? Because according to what we said so long, well, this happens every week. Every week we say, you know, Mizmor Shiloh on Shabbos Friday. Every Shabbos morning we say Nishmas. Shabbos Shira hi bechinas shir kafel. It's a doubled Shira this week. Sheyesh bo hein etzem bechinas shel Shira, shehaisa bekriyas Yamsu. We have that special Shira that comes to us at the splitting of the Yamsuf. Ayidei HaKriya, and through reading that Parsha, HaMo'er says HaZman, that recreates the reality we start off, we began with. HaMo'er HaGilui Shehaya Az B'Kriyas Yamsuf. Shiros HaShifcha V'Omer Shir, right? That same level of that revelation that even a lowly maidservant could see and attach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hein Mash Etzim HaShabbos Kodesh Hu Yom HaShira. And besides that, we have the every week of Shabbos that acts of Shira. Hanesham v'haruach shal Yehudi oimrim bo Shira lifnei Hashem Yizborach. U'b'Shabbos Shira, and on this special week, nimsheches ha'ora shal v'yomer le'mor le'dori dorin. This is brought to us for all generations. For every single generation, since it happened originally, this happened in what year? 2448. Now we're in 5780. So 3,300 years ago. Shebechol ha'doros, Yeches ha'oras ha'shira ayidei ha'kriya ha'mores ha'zman. V'Shabbos Zos, this week, misguloso shi'yehudi yis'ale lo'imar shira lifnei Hashem Yizborach. We become uplifted to say shira, al derech sh'omer maran, admor, beiz Avraham, z'chus yogein lim, be'inyin Shabbos ha'godol. So in Shabbos ha'godol, that's the Shabbos every year before Pesach. He said on that, why is it called Shabbos ha'godol? The whole Shabbos is Shabbos ha'godol. Every Shabbos is great. The pasuk says, ki yom ze godol v'kodosh u'lefanecha. Every Shabbos is called it. So why is this called Shabbos HaGadol for Pesach? Elish Shabbos HaGadol hi bechinas gadol shebegedolim. It's the great Shabbos is the greatest of the great. So he takes from there and pulls it to our week. Al derech zeh, based upon this Yeshalom, we can suggest the following. Shekol Shabbos hi Shabbos Shira. Every Shabbos is a Shabbos Shira. Yom HaShvi mishabech v'omer mizmor shir liyom HaShabbos. Tov l'hodos Hashem. So if every week is a Shabbos Shira, so what's this week? Shabbos Shira hu bechinas shir HaShirim. This week is Shira Shirim, Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shabbos Shira is Kodesh HaKadoshim, the spitz, the highest level of singing Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah.
I started out saying that the Shifcha, right, is the one that says Shira, but it sounds like Nishmas and Nizmar Shira is only for